You know, I'm just going to go on and go through the bumpers here. You know, this is 570 KLIF. This is Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We're in the house here. If you're listening to us on 570 AM, that's awesome. If you're listening to us on iHeartRadio, that's cool too, because, you know, you can hear us on both ways. So instead of taking a break like we usually do, and you get to hear Jake Busey and some really great music, we're going to go right into Out and About with Cynthia Smoot. Cynthia is joining us on the line. How are you doing, Cynthia?
Hey, happy Sunday.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great.
Anything that could go wrong has gone wrong in our computer system here, so I'm glad that we can, have you on the phone.
Technology is not always your friend.
No, apparently not here up here at the studio. We love KLIF, but it's just not our friend tonight. So
you're making it work. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, heck, you know, this is all fine.
As usual, we've got lots of fun things to talk about this week.
I think it's great. You always bring something to the table about what people can do. And I think that you were talking about there's a life lesson luncheon, and I think this hits home for a lot of people. I know that we've talked with Brian Cuban before on our show about his eating disorder and his past. So does this have something to do with helping others understand eating disorders?
Well, one of the things that I love so much about Dallas is that, you know, we do everything is bigger and better, including our hearts and our willingness to give to others. And there are so many fantastic charities in and around town. And one of them is the Elisa Project. They're holding their 8th annual Life Lessons Luncheon. It'll take place on Tuesday, January the 22nd, starting at about 11:30 at the Omni Hotel. This much-anticipated event helps to raise awareness about the problem of eating disorders and provides funds to support the programs and services provided by the Elisa Project, which has touched the lives of more than 40,000 people last year. This year's event is going to feature writer, activist, and philanthropist Katherine Schwarzenegger. She's the daughter of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. And in her best-selling book, Rock What You've Got, Secrets to Loving Your Inner and Outer Beauty from Someone Who's Been There, Katherine candidly articulates the struggle for young women to develop positive body image in a culture that places so much emphasis on appearance. As the keynote speaker, Katherine will share with everyone her personal experiences, as well as discuss body image, women's issue, and youth activism. Individual tickets start at $150, and for more information, you can visit theelisaproject.org.
That sounds really awesome, and it sounds like a really good event to attend. You know, I think that music, a lot of times when we're unhappy or we're going through any sort of thing in our life, music can really bring you up. It can actually, you know, make you feel like you're soaring or flying, whether it's, you know, different types of music or traditional. Is there anything going on as far as music here in D-Town this week?
Absolutely. Well, listen, from live music cups to big concert venues, Dallas always has a great variety of musical entertainment options, and this week is no exception. As a mom, I'm always looking for fun activities that I can do with my 12-year-old son, and this week provides a great opportunity to combine a live music outing with one of his favorite pastimes of video games. The Charles D. Eisman Center in Richardson will host Video Games Live on Saturday, January the 26th. This show is an immersive concert event featuring music from the most popular video games of all time. The performance will feature the Richardson ISD All-City Orchestra and Chorus, performing along with exclusive synchronized video footage and music arrangements, synchronized lighting, live action, and unique interactive segments to create an explosive, one-of-a-kind entertainment experience. Pre- and post-show activities include a costume contest, Guitar Hero competition, prize giveaways, interactive game demos, and a meet-and-greet with some of the top game composers, designers, and industry talent. So a little something for everybody. Sounds like great fun for the whole family. Tickets are on sale at EisemanCenter.com. And if you're looking for a more traditional live music experience, there's some really awesome concerts this week. We have Daughtry and Three Doors Down at the Verizon Theater on January 25th. Air Supply will take the stage the next night on the 26th, and Lady Gaga returns to the American Airlines Center on January 29th.
Wow, that's some upcoming events there for sure.
We got a big week.
I'd like to hear the Doors, though. Jimi Hendrix coming in next week, or what we got going on?
I don't know about that. I'll keep my eye open for it. I'll let you know what I find.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'd like to have front row on that one for sure. So, you know, Cynthia, every week I really appreciate you coming on and giving us the what's hot and what's not in Dallas. And if you're looking for anything else to do that we weren't able to cover this evening, what was your website again, Cynthia?
It's ohsocynthia.com. I'll have all the events about the event, or all the details about the events we just talked about, plus a slew of others on my social calendar. So head on over to ohsocynthia.com. find out what's going on, and get out and about.
Awesome, Cynthia. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week and look forward to talking with you this coming Sunday for sure.
Thanks, Ashley. I'll be back. Have a great week.
Take care, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, so we're going to just go on and continue this. This is going to be a long, we got a whole hour here. We're just not even going to go to break at all. So, we were talking about in the other room earlier, we were talking about faith and insanity and the concept of doing something over and over again. And, it doesn't lead to the right fruit. It doesn't lead to fruition. So, when people say, if a door closes, there's a window that opens, that kind of thing, but you're still trying that same door and it's closed shut. You can't get in it. At what point in time do you finally just say, hey, maybe this isn't right for me? I mean, do you think that there's a certain logic behind that?
I do. I mean, I think, I think, like you said, trying the same door is where the error comes into play. Like if you're trying different doors, then I think that, you can, get a larger breadth of kind of what you're trying to do. But if you're trying the same door, and if it's a door that refuses to open, in particular, if that door is a person, then you should move on. But I'm very much the kind of person that believes that you should try things again and again and learn from those from your previous mistakes. But if you're working with an unwilling participant, that's a clear move on.
Talking about insanity, I've been knocked down so many times, and I just had to finally grab. It was just a mental state. I didn't have my mind in the right place. My heart was there. I wanted to will myself out of my situation, but just my mind was not there. And that's the reason why I wasn't going anywhere. I'd be knocked down. I'd get up, be knocked down, get up, knocked down. It was just like this cycle of just being tired all the time. I was tired of being tired. I was tired of being tired. And it was just a mess,
Sick and tired of being tired. Oh, sick. Yeah.
You don't even understand. But it was just like this light bulb finally clicked in my head. I'm like, Matt, it's a mental state. It all starts in your head. You put it out there, you're going to get it back. And that's what I'm practicing every day, and it's working for me. It really is.
That's awesome.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't understand about life, a lot of it's basically mental. If you can harness your emotions, harness your feelings mentally, then you can conquer anything. You can be great at anything. If you get knocked down, you can handle that. You can actually think outside the box and actually think how you can actually take this and actually make it a positive, take a negative, make it a positive. That's one thing a lot of people don't do. They actually take negatives and it stays a negative with them and it gets within their heart. And then it becomes like something almost as hatred. And people just don't know how to take negatives and turn them into positives. And that's one thing about life that you have to learn how to do.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, and anger is such a thing too. And a lot of times when we do things like you're saying that emotionally gets to us, and I think first off that we have to be clear about this is that emotion, it's not bad to feel emotion. It's not bad to be emotional. It's not bad to cry. And I kind of learned this recently. And I'm one of those person that's quick to if I let a tear out, I'm gonna wipe that tear off real quick before anybody sees that. But you sit back and you look and you say, wait. At what time did I buy into that bill of goods? Yeah. Okay, what time did I think, okay, my emotions, you don't show your emotions. And some people think that your emotions make you look vulnerable. No. Okay, and I understand that obviously coming from this perspective of my own, right? But I've realized that that's the wrong perspective because to have emotion, to not be led by your emotions, okay, so you don't want to be led by your emotions. You don't want your emotions taking you down the primrose path to whatever. But at the same time, your emotions are valid, and to try to hide those emotions means that you're trying to hide yourself.
Yeah, I will admit I am a crier. If I am so stressed out, I'll just have to go to a room and close the door and I'll just cry just to get it out. But I'm that person that says, I just need to cry right now. Leave me alone. It's nothing you've done. It's nothing, you said. I just need to go in that room, close the door and cry. And it just feels better. Don't be scared to, let it out. You don't always have to, pull it together for everybody. You can go close the door, have your quiet time, think about your life, cry about it a little. It's okay.
You don't destroy your home. Yeah. You don't want those people that break stuff, break your phone, break something else, throw something off.
I would love to say I'm like this completely balanced person that, I'm so in tune with my emotions, but people that are really close to me will tell you that I mean, really years since I've had a good cry. And I don't know why that is. And I'm just sharing that with you guys now. But, you know, I don't cry. You know, it's funny because I'll get in these situations and I'll be, you know, frustrated or I'll be upset. But I mean, oh my gosh, for the life of me to get a tear out. I don't know what it is. Maybe I need to go. Maybe I need to be a life coach. You know? Right. But I
can help you.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe I'm just happy.
I'm actually crying exactly. Right now.
Right.
He's, I'm crying because you're not crying.
Right. Matthew, on the other hand, he's crying at how beautiful that is.
So touching.
Yeah, I just can't squeeze a tear out. I don't know why.
We're going to try to do that here. We got a few more minutes here in the show.
Maybe you guys can make me cry. Maybe you can break me.
If y'all like to call in at 888-787-5543 and help Brent cry tonight, this will be helpful. We need to get a good cry here, okay? You know, and if you're not crying about the way that everything's working here at the studio, I mean, you got to be crying about something. I mean, if you're not pulling your hair out yet. I mean, I used to be one of those people that would break something.
Yeah.
You know, like you get angry and you break your phone or whatever.
Well, I mean, at least you're externalizing it. You're not like, you know, you're not squeezing it in, you know, you're not, it's like you were saying, like this thing kind of, I feel like I think of this kind of sediment, like, you know, that's at the bottom of the ocean, and like it, you know, just gets harder and harder, and you kind of, you know, you build up that hatred in your heart. So sometimes by releasing it, by saying, you know, an angry word or, you know, having an angry act, like, I don't think that's that unhealthy, you know, breaking something. I think it is if your kids are watching and you know, you're breaking it on your wife's head. I think that's horrible, you know, but I think if, you know, I know people that break pencils. I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen that. They'll, you know, hold a pencil and they'll hold it in the palm of their thumb and then break it with their thumb, you know, the palm of their hand, and they'll break the pencil and there's some kind of release there. But, you know, everything in moderation, and, you know, that's my get up.
Let's talk about the concept. I like that. We'll have to get a bunch of pencils too, but you got to cry first. But, you
maybe
know,
you stick the pencil in my eye.
Okay. That sounds good. We're going to get a pencil here from our engineer here in a second. We're going to try that out. We're going to get a video camera in here as well. No, we're not going to hurt anybody on the show. You know, the thing is that at what point in time do we sit there and say, you know, I ruined something, like my life is ruined, or I can't believe I ruined this situation, or I ruined this relationship, or I ruined this marriage. At what point in time, I don't understand how people can think that they ruin something. I think it takes more than one person to ruin something. And I don't really think ruin is ever the thought. I think it's just, is it consistency that you think that you have to have this? Or what is it within us that we haven't gotten?
Yes. Well, when you mention, you know, when you say, oh, I ruined this job or I ruined somebody's life, you know, are you really that important? It basically comes down to that. Are you really that important, or you think you're that important, or you have that much, you know, you define my life, or you know what I mean?
Does the world revolve? Like, it's like, is everything about you, you know? You know when people say, oh, are you upset with me? Are you mad at me? You know, and you're like, no.
It's like, dude, get over it.
No, I'm not upset with you. I'm sorry. Exactly. I don't want to make you feel that way. But, you know, the world doesn't revolve around one particular person. And sometimes we need to give people more of a feedback and, you know, pat them on the back and explain to them, you know, maybe it could be a change of emotion or maybe attitude. But at the same point in time, you know, honestly, you know, somebody told me the other day, if you're not dead, you're not very sick, you're not really, really sick, or one of your closest friends or relatives is not dying, then why are you upset?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. You know, people get so mad about the little smallest things. I mean, you know, they couldn't get their, you know, Lady Gaga tickets or, you know, Justin Bieber tickets, or, you know, some of these people, like, you know, freak out. And, you know, I don't know. I think you have to, you know, it's funny because we keep going back to perspectives, but you have to really put everything into perspective and, you know, realize how short your life is. And that if you're making yourself feel miserable, I mean, what a huge chunk of your life that you're taking out of, you know, it's just not worth it.
Yeah. It kills me when, you know, especially like the hardcore testosterone driven men are so upset about the game or the way the stats. Yes.
And they get upset.
You know, they'll beat their wife. It just blows my mind.
Those wife beaters.
You know what I mean? Like, they take their energy out of their family that night. The kids are, you know, being punished because, you know,
once the old
home dude didn't know how to throw a football. And it just amazes me that we get so passionate about that. But there's, you know, hurting brothers and sisters around us everywhere who need somebody to be passionate about them just to, you know, make it through the day. It's like, where are our priorities at?
You know? Yeah, exactly. And that's one thing I always wondered about sports. You know, the fans are a lot more passionate than a lot of the players are. And then, you know, like you said, they're upset because, you know, you know, Romo couldn't, you know, complete passes, you know. But, I mean, you see Romo, and Romo's not sweating it at all. You know, Romo's just like, you know, it's whatever. He's going to come out and play the next week and, you know, do his thing. But people get so wrapped up in the things that really don't matter, they forget about the things that do matter.
Yep.
What about, like, living in the moment? So a lot of times we don't live in the moment at all. You know, you have you caught yourself, and I think it's an ego thing. So if you let, you know, the ego is trying to get you out of the moment at all times, and that's another thing about emotion you have to worry, you have to watch out for, because when you're really trying to hide your emotion, or people sit there and say, oh, you should compartmentalize your life. Well, you know what? You can't compartmentalize your life. I mean, you can sit there and think about it and think you can do it all day long. Good luck. Those are the people that, you know, the, something bad happens. Okay.
Snap.
They snap.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you can't put part of your life in one room here and something over here and put this up in a box over there. Act like it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's like, hey mom, I finally made it on a TV show. It's called Snapped. You know,
right? Yeah,
just
yeah
lost it. It's like my one shot on fame, and I'm on Snapped on Oxygen. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's so funny. I was watching that before I came here.
Oh really?
It's too funny.
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, it's a show on Oxygen called Snapped, and it's about these women who have just snapped. I mean, they snapped. You know, so it's pretty wild. They could really use a listen to perspectives. Mm. But I think, you know, they say men are better at this, and I think that men are better at hiding it, you know, the compartmentalization and not living in the moment. It's kind of like you said, men kind of come home and they'll, you know, beat their wives, or, you know, the big one is they come home and, you know, kick the dog. Have you know, if you heard that, you know, they come home and kick their dog because they're releasing this, which is horrible.
Awful.
You know, or they punch the wall or whatever, but it's because, you know, it's not truly compartmentalized. It's kind of, it's put on hold, you know, right? It's not, it's not really, it's put on hold. And then when it, you know, they come home, and then it's released because they're in this, you know, quote unquote safe environment. But then, you know, years down the road, you know, there's the divorce and, you know, what happened? Well, you were coming home, kicking the dog, punching the wall, you know, because you didn't deal with it in that moment. So, you know,
it's like, fellas, you know, get out of the end zone and be in the zone, you know, be in life's zone.
That's
zone
a good, that's good to just come out with that one.
Yeah, right there.
That was good.
You know, I'm sly. I'm good.
You know, recently I figured out that one of the biggest things to do, and one of the hardest things to do, but one of the best things you can do, is to release judgment on other people and also on ourselves. Have you figured out that when you're judging other people, we've all done it. Okay, everybody listening to this show, and there's a lot of people listening to this show, and I appreciate our listeners, and I really appreciate you tuning in every Sunday on 570 or on iHeartRadio. You know, but when you sit there and you place judgment on other people, it tends to always kind of backfire on us, right? Mm-hmm. And so it seems like when you finally eliminate this judgment, like, oh, so-and-so's doing this or whatever's going on, oh, so-and-so's cheating on his wife, or, you know, whatever is happening, and you sit there and you think about all this stuff day in, day out, but it's like, it shouldn't bother you. And if it is getting to you, maybe you should talk to that person and make a comment and discuss what you think. But, you know, getting involved, it's not about you. What is it that's enticing you that you want to place judgment on it? What is it that entices you that you want to say that's wrong, or how dare they do that, or can you believe they did this, or did you see they did this, or whatever it is? And it's like, right when you finally stop doing that, you can start seeing why people do what they do. Even the people that you couldn't agree with in the past, you can sit back and go, I can honestly understand that person from a human condition. Maybe I haven't agreed with it, but you know what? I don't have the right to agree or disagree with that. That's where they're finding their happiness. That's where they're finding something. They're getting something out of it. And you know what? If I was in that position, could you say that you wouldn't do it? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's funny because I've examined myself, and I'm like, who do I judge? You know, who do I not judge? The people that I, you know, that I've judged in the past, I've realized that the reason why I judged them so harshly was because there was something in them that I wished that I could do, you know, or that I was fearful about in myself. Because I've thought about certain things, like, you know, I have a family member who's, you know, has an addiction problem. And for some, you know, I've never been jealous of them, and I've never judged them. And I've always been like, you know, they have this issue, you know, and it's, you know, it's just too bad, but it was interesting. But then there were other people that had, you know, smaller issues, and I would judge them so much more harshly. And I'm like, why am I judging this person over the other? Well, it's because the other person that was doing the smaller thing, it was something that I, you know, related to, you know, I related to that. That was inside of me. And that's why I was judging them. You know, I didn't have an addiction problem. So for me, you know, it really wasn't affecting me negatively directly. And so, you know, I didn't judge them as harshly, but the other person, you know, it's like, you know, there's a part of me that does that. So it's like, I judge them because they took it to the next level. And I thought that was, you know, I judge them for it because I was really, it's self-hate. You know, it's a level of self-hate that we all have.
Because you could identify with them because they were enhancing like kind of like a mirror to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when you realize that, at least you can release some of it. But, you know, I think in today's world, whether it's, you know, weight or image or, you know, there's so many things. And, you know, I used to judge people for being, you know, gluttonous. And it's, you know, because in the magazines, you know, we show everyone, you know, needs to be underweight to be attractive and beautiful. And, you know, I don't know why. I would judge people for the smallest things. And now I've, you know, really I'm learning more and more to just, you know, let go. Why? You know, what's the point? You know, it's self-hate. That's what it is. I mean, honestly, and then you just, that is what it is.
That's a correct statement. You know, what others think about you is really none of your business. You know,
that's so true.
It's just something to always remember that.
And who cares?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
They might not even think about you. You know, I mean, you know, the whole idea of, are you mad at me? You know, it's like, not all about you. You know, they might not even be thinking, you know, but the mirror concept is interesting. And that's why I wonder why sometimes we put ourselves in unhappy situations. Is it because somebody's mirroring something that we're trying to figure out? Is it because maybe they're mirroring something that we're trying to avoid? Or is it maybe that we're actually trying to learn something and putting ourselves in the situation and basically immersing ourselves with it?
That is really deep.
Yeah, very, very.
I mean, it really is. I mean, it sounds light, but it is so deep. I mean, it really is. And God knows I've done that. You know, I put myself in these situations and it's like, you know, why am I here? What is the true reason for that? And it's, you know, and like you said, you're trying to figure something else out or figure someone else out. When in reality, you know, you're honing in or on something within yourself, but you know, we get so blindsided, and sometimes it's so hard to see our true selves.
You know, for me, I want to take a sort of a different perspective on it. I grew up, I stuck out. You know, I'm a mixed kid. My dad's black, my mom's white. Right. I have red hair. I'm tan. I have freckles. And so growing up, you know, I'm just like a mess. It's like God had a cocktail before he, you know, made me.
A couple of cocktails?
Yeah, you know, which is fine.
I love how she's like,
close the after hour bar up.
You know, but, you know, you grow up and you sort of always are looked at, you know, some good, you know, others bad. And so, you know, being judged, you know, from a kid and, you know, junior high, and then, you know, puberty hit and you're like, oh, what's happening? You know, you learn not to put that judgment out on other people. You learn not to, you know, if somebody has, you know, a big old nose over there, I'm not going to call it out. Like, it's what they have, because, you know, growing up, I am unique. I am different, you know, so I'm not going to, you know, make fun of the, you know, the girl with the buck teeth, you know.
Why were you pointing at me?
Oh, right. Yeah. The girl. G-U-R-L.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, but, you know, my perspective of that is, you know, I grew up different. And, you know, coming out of that at 26, I'm so thankful for that. And I find the greatness in it. I wouldn't change anything. You know, God, thank you for having a couple shots, popping me out. I love every bit of my freckled, redhead, or gendered, whatever, you know.
But you took it the right way, though. See, and it takes somebody to sit there and say, like you were talking about earlier, Gerard, like, you know, you have these things where sometimes you can get this hatred inside, and then it can affect everything you do. Instead, when you're able to do what Matt did and say, you know, hey, I've been judged all my life. I've had people make judgment calls on me from my background, that I'm mixed race, whatever it is. I've had people call me whatever, done whatever, but yet I'm not going to push this down the road. I'm not going to continue. And I think that's where you even find, like, you know, situations of abuse, whatever else you have in the world, and we won't go down that primrose path at this exact time, but that's what happens, is that people, you know, they keep doing the same thing, and it's insanity.
Exactly. It definitely is. And like you were saying, you know, the things about people make them different. And that's what we learn to love about people, the differences that they are from somebody else. You know, that's why we fall in love with somebody, because they're so different from somebody else that we actually dated before or somebody else that we actually know. You know, you can't, if everybody was the same, the world would be boring. You know, everybody's different. So that's what makes everything so exciting. That's what makes everybody attractive to certain different people. I mean, there may be somebody that you see them walking in the mall and you see, well, how did this person get that person? Well, their differences probably attracted them to that person. So you can't pass judgment, like you were saying earlier, how we pass judgment on people. You can't pass judgment as far as that. But, you know, like you said, differences are what make you who you are.
Yeah. And those differences are awesome. Well, I mean, they're awesome because, but the only problem is that a lot of times people get in relationships and they have differences. They love those differences about those people. But then in turn, those differences are the things that they couldn't handle about mm-hmm. the person. So they want to change that person. They want to fix them. They want to make them more like themselves. What were you going to say, Matt?
I was just going to make a little joke. You know, I don't know where we think redheads don't have souls, but let's just scratch that right now. I got a soul and it's beautiful.
I love your soul.
I'm trying to make Brent cry, actually.
We're going to get that pencil here in a second. You know, but I think that that's the biggest thing is tonight we've been talking about unhappiness. We've been talking about placing judgment. We've been talking about, you know, our perspective. We've also been talking about the things that we have to work on in our life and kind of the assessment thought process. So if you look down your life and you kind of write down a list of things going on, the relationships you're in, the things you have going on, is there something that's lacking? Is there something that you're not concentrating on? Is there a mirror that you're not looking at? I mean, is there something that you're really not taking into contact with yourself? But at the same time, you know, I mean, are you chasing something and not really looking within yourself? And I think that's really certain, is a lot of times people chase other people to give them something to make them feel a certain way, when in actuality, going outside of themselves, you don't have to do.
Yeah, it's just like, it's simple. Find purpose and live it. And it's, you know, what is that? You know, five words to live by. And it's so powerful. Find your purpose and just live it.
I couldn't agree more. Like, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. You know, I keep going back to live your true life. I mean, you have to find something that you believe is true to yourself and live that. Live your mission. You know, live a purpose, you know, driven life.
Yeah, live your true life. Those are four powerful words that we can all live by daily. You know, have an attitude of gratitude. You know, take a self-exam of yourself, you know. We've touched on, you know, so many things in this show, and I just want to thank everybody that does tune in, you know, weekly, because I'm growing as a person, and I know people, you know, through Facebook or messaging me, they're growing as well. So this is, you know, something good's happening here, and I'm loving every minute of it.
And Gerard, do you have anything else to add this evening?
Basically just be yourself. You know, if you be yourself, great things will come. A lot of people get so caught up in actually trying to be something more than what they really are, trying to be something different. Just be yourself, you know, basically just know your role. Like you said, find happiness in the things that are actually approached in front of you. Don't try to find happiness in things that you actually have to reach out for and try to actually get things that haven't been approached in front of you. Take the things that are right there in front of you and just grasp them and, you know, live life, live your true life, like you say.
You know, I had a great time tonight in the studio. No matter what, we went a whole hour straight. I think I could do about 4 hours straight on this. I don't think we'd have a problem. Yeah. Wouldn't miss a beat. We might have to take a bathroom break here and there and run from back and forth. But other than that, I think this was very concentrated on finding happiness. Stay tuned. Next Sunday, we'll be discussing more of this topic. We will also be delving in more into actually how you can make changes and how to actually go by changing things that are making you unhappy, how to do it quickly and with, you know, concentration and directness and, you know, the fastest road. You don't want to keep waiting it out. That's insanity. So I really appreciate Matthew Curry, Brent Paxton, Cynthia Smoot, Gerard Osborne, and Dr. Edelglass for also calling in as well. And next week we'll have, because of what was going on tonight, Johnny Knoxville interview amongst others, and those will be interesting. And he'll be talking about things that he's got going on in his career and what makes him tick. So that will be interesting. Also, Cynthia will be joining us again, and hopefully we'll have some of these folks here that were at the studio roundtable back in again next week as well. So keep it on 570. I'm sure there's some great stuff here left going on, but next Sunday, always tune in to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, and if you get a chance, go online to www.liveyourtruelife.org, and we hope you have a wonderful evening. We hope you have a great Sunday, and we're looking forward to talking more about how to find happiness, what you can do in your life to make those necessary changes that can actually make you a very happy person and a happy camper. Good night, and also remember to have your perspective.